This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تكن آياتي تتلي عليكم فكنتم بها تكذبون. قالوا ربنا غلبت علينا شقاوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون قال اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين بعثه الله شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه والسراج المنيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ويمبلي. You know, my brothers and my sisters, once upon a time I dreamt of playing on Wembley Stadium. And here we are today. Some of you guys know I had trials for West Ham, right? Back in the day. But alhamdulillah, now we've replaced all of the rappers, the singers, on some of these days when you could have been doing something completely different. We know what many of our friends, many of our siblings, many people that we know, what they're going to be engaging in this festive period. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked you out from thousands of people to be sitting here looking to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said this in the last two venues and I'm going to say it again, my brothers and my sisters. These gatherings, they're not just for practicing people. The doors are wide open for anyone and everyone. It doesn't matter what stage you are at in your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has the right to make you feel unworthy sitting here with your brothers and sisters. Like I said, it's not just for practicing people. No matter where you are at in your journey to Allah, the door of repentance and the door of mercy, my brothers and my sister, is open. My brothers and my sisters, in this segment today, I want to speak a little bit about the trials, the tribulations, the hardships, and the difficulties that the prophets went through when dealing with their people. When things get really, really difficult, it's easy to feel as if though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forsaken us. When the weight of the world feels unbearable and life's trials crush down upon you, despair will begin to creep in. But sometimes a single good thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a glimmer of hope in His mercy and His wisdom, can be the turning point, the reason why your fortunes shift in unimaginable ways. To truly hold on to that hope, we must first know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. My brothers and my sisters, would you all agree that you can't love something that you don't know? You can't love something that you don't know. Many of you all are maybe looking to get married, or already married. And if you're not looking to get married, we've got a problem, right? You are going to pick someone out from the midst of thousands of choices, both the brother and the sister. The more you get to know about that individual, the more your desire and your love for that potential spouse increases. Agreed? Tomorrow you find out that Bushra prays at night, and you're thinking to yourself, you've hit the jackpot. And likewise, my sisters, right? You came to know about this individual. He prays at night. He fasts in the day. He's wonderful to his mother. And you're expecting, inshallah ta'ala, the same treatment. But he's always going to treat his mother better. Remember that. The point is, you can't love something that you don't know. the more you come to know about something, the more you begin to be inclined towards them. Not that I'm comparing Bushra to Allah in any way, shape, or form, my brothers and my sisters. But how do we expect our hearts to become activated? How do we expect to have that connection with Allah and we don't know anything about it? The only source of information that we have of Allah are His names and His attributes. We don't learn it in order to start debating online. No, it is to get Him to know better. And the more you do, my brothers and my sisters, the more you'll feel that touch, that connection, the sweetness and the contentment that you are so crying out for. You know when you're in the prayer? One of the common questions that I get on Fitnagram is, I don't feel that connection. Please advise me. How can I feel that touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers and my sisters, this is what I want you guys to walk away with. To understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. When Allah azza wa jal tells us time and time again in Surah Yusuf, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is all-knowing and He is all-wise. It doesn't make sense to us. Why is this happening to me? I so badly want this particular sister, but doesn't seem to be happening. And vice versa. My sister, you try everything in your power. You speak to your father, your uncle, and maybe even the mayor to try and convince him, but it doesn't seem to be working. Years go by. Years go by, my brothers and my sisters. And then we say, if that didn't happen, we wouldn't have this today. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is all-knowing. Allah is all-wise. It is mentioned a number of times in Surah Yusuf. Right? His own blood brothers, my brothers and my sisters, they get rid of him. They throw him in the well. And then he's sold into the slave trade. Right? It doesn't stop there. The wife of Al-Aziz, of the minister, she's going crazy over Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Absolutely stunned by how handsome he is. And she's lost it. Locks him in the room and she says, hey Talak, let's get it on. Right? And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam runs for his life. Eventually is thrown into prison. One trial, hardship after another, and another, and another. And you're thinking to yourself, right? Why would Allah Azza wa Jal do this to Yusuf? But like I said, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is all-knowing. He's watching every step that you take and every move that you make, fully aware of every little thing, my brothers and my sisters, that you are going through. But bear in mind, everything happens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom. A lot of the time, it don't make sense to us as to why this is happening. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. When life overwhelms us, it's very, very tempting, my brothers and my sisters, to turn our backs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To let our pain drive us away from the one who really understands us better than anyone that walks on the face of this earth. We've all faced moments. We've all faced moments where the storm seemed endless. It felt like there was no light at the end of the tunnel. Our problems piled up, leaving us broken and exhausted. With all that which is going on, my brothers and my sisters, like I said, it's so easy to turn your back on Allah Azza wa Jal. We've all been there, my brothers and my sisters. Don't think you are the only one that is going through these troubles, these hardships, these trials, and these tribulations. So my brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us countless stories in the Quran about the prophets, the most beloved to Him. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ يُبْتَلُ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ دِينِهِ. The most severely tested people are the prophets. Then those that are like them, those that are like them. Right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one is tested in accordance to how much he's holding on to his religion. These stories in the Quran, my brothers and my sisters, are not there for entertainment. Right? They're not there as bedtime rhymes or chimes and whatever you want to call it. And then as if, my brothers and my sisters, these stories are not speaking to us. they were speaking to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Did you know, my brothers and my sisters, when he went through hardships, when he went through difficulties, he needed inspiration? He needed something to get him through. Yes, that's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah tells us, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. O Prophet of Allah, we know exactly what you're going through. The pains, the anxiety, the distress, we know what you're going through, right? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Allah tells him, keep glorifying him. Rush into prayer. And this is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do. And I can put my hand up, my brothers and my sisters. This is something that really, really helped me, right? In the face of trials and hardships, run to the prayer. The feeling that you feel, right? It is unimaginable, right? You can't put it into words. Rushing back to Allah, especially when things get difficult. كَانَ إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزَعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, right? He goes through hardships, he's rushing to the prayer. How do we expect, my brothers and my sisters, right, to move away or to navigate around all of these problems and we are not even trying? That one connection that we have between ourselves and Allah, that which keeps us breathing, that which keeps us, my brothers and my sisters, right, being able to function, the oxygen. Can you function without oxygen? The salah is no different to that. It is that connection. Ask yourself this question, my brothers and my sisters. If I'm not praying, what else am I doing as a Muslim? What is the only Islamic thing about me? Is it only my name? Think about it for a moment. Throughout the day, what is it that we do that allows us to identify as Muslims? May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to stand before Him in humility. So there are many stories, there are many examples in the Quran, my brothers and my sisters, of the prophets who went through hardships and difficulties. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the imam of at-tawheed, the man, my brothers and my sisters, who smashed the idols, who called to at-tawheed, fulfilled the message in the best way possible. And even then, he begs Allah, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, prevent me and also my offspring from falling into associating partners with you, worshipping idols. This is a man of such caliber, my brothers and my sisters, right? Despite him having passed all of the tests, he's begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him firm. Where do me and you stand, my brothers and my sisters, right? The trials after trials, he had to leave his beloved wife, Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, and his son in the middle of nowhere. Many of us have been to Mecca, right? You can see how lit the place is. He's leaving his wife and his son in the middle of nowhere. There were no lights, right? There were no walls. It was just the Kaaba there, in the middle of nowhere. إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرَعٍ. Right? Nothing, my brothers and my sisters. Allah instructed him, no ifs and no buts. And he begins to walk away. Right? He begins to walk away. His wife, Hajar, she comes running behind him and she says, Allahu amaraka bihada. Did Allah Azza wa Jal instruct you with that? He said, yes. You know what her response was? If that is the case, Allah will never forsake us. Allah will never desert us, right? When you feel like, my brothers and my sisters, no light at the end of the tunnel, Allah will never forsake us. My brothers and my sisters, what did this lead to? Her good opinion, her good thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Zamzam came out from beneath her. The people started visiting Mecca. The Kaaba, right, is not just her anymore. Up until this very day, whenever we go to Safa and Marwa, after having finished doing the circumambulation around the Kaaba, we remember Hajar, right? When she was running from Safa and Marwa, she would see the mirage, thinking that it's water, but nothing. She did this 7 times. Can you imagine, right? A mother who's by herself with a child, running back and forth, right? And then the Zamzam springs up from beneath her, right? All of that, my brothers and my sisters, because of a good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal. It didn't stop there. From the offspring came out who? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one's darkest moments, my brothers and my sisters, Ya'qub's reliance on Allah's perfect plan serves as a timeless reminder. He endured the pain of not just losing one son, not just one son that he lost, my brothers and my sisters, but two, both Yusuf and Binyamin. Yet he remained steadfast, placing his trust entirely in Allah. In the depth of his sorrow, he poured his grief out to the only one who really understood him. Right? The only one who really understood him. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I only complain my suffering and my sorrow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We run to the creation, right? Maybe the first time they'll be there, you have a shoulder to cry on. Second, third, after that, this guy is always complaining. Why is she always crying? This is what is said behind your back. But my brothers and my sisters, right? Allah loves for you to run back to him. In fact, he gets angry when you don't ask him. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ Whoever doesn't ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam is showing us how we should deal with our adversaries, how we should deal with our problems and hardships. Go in a corner, my brothers and my sisters, while the people are fast asleep. Go and beg Allah. Go and cry out your sorrow to him, your hardships and your difficulties. Then you also have, my brothers and my sisters, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I want every single one of you, my brothers and my sisters, to imagine the following scene. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people standing before an endless ocean. As far as the eye can see, its waves stretching, my brothers and my sisters. And you're thinking to yourself, there's no way for us to go past this ocean. Behind him, the sound of Pharaoh's army grows louder and louder. The thunderous pounding of hooves, the clashing of weapons, and the shouts of warriors carried on in this wind. Dust rises in the distance, signaling their approach drawing closer at every single heartbeat. The people glance back in terror, their eyes filled with despair. An unstoppable force bears down upon them, and ahead lies an immovable barrier. They are trapped, sandwiched between a raging sea and a might of Pharaoh's army. Where do you go, my brothers and my sisters? There is no way out. Where are the people now of Musa going to escape to? It feels impossible, and hope seems like a distant memory. They looked at one another. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ The companions of Musa, they said, we are now going to get caught. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his husnul dhan, his good thought, his good opinion of Allah, he turns around and he says, كَلَّا No! إِنَّ مَعِي رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ Allah is with me, and he is the one that is going to guide me. And we know the rest of the story. The sea was split open, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa and his people. And the one who drowned was Fir'aun and his people. He calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying his shahada, but it was a little too late. It was a little too late. It was said to him, Al-an, now, O Fir'aun, Al-an, waqad asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsideen. You were disobedient. You are someone who engaged in corruption. He butchered and he massacred. This is Fir'aun, my brothers and my sisters, right? Are we going to wait, my brothers and my sisters, for the last very moments before we depart from this world? And even then, there is no guarantee that we will be able to utter the shahada. How many people do I know, my brothers and my sisters? Allah gave them many, many opportunities, lifelines after another. They went to sleep and they never woke up. I will and I shall. I'm going to repent. Make dua for me, bro. YOLO, right? You only live once. This is what he says to me. I've got my whole life ahead of me. He went to sleep and he never woke up. When Allah gives us non-stop reminders, you coming here today, my brothers and my sisters, is a reminder for all of us to wake up. Every single one of us, including the mashayikh who'll be speaking here, we all have shortcomings. We all have errors and mistakes. But you know what makes you distinct from your fellow human being? The fact that you respond back to Allah Azza wa Jal. The fact that you repent. وَخَيْرُهُمَا الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. The best of the two is the one, my brother. وَخَيْرُهُمَا الَّذِي يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The best of the two is the one who returns back to Allah Azza wa Jal and repents. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. They are the best of those who make these errors. They rush back to Allah Azza wa Jal. They cry their eyes out, right? They beg Allah Azza wa Jal for that forgiveness. So you have Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as I mentioned, my brothers and my sisters, despite them having their hearts in their mouths, my brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them. Musa had good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you have also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite the endless trials, pain, and relentless battles he faced from every direction. Did you know, my brothers and my sisters, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost 6 out of his 7 children. He lost 6 out of his 7 children in his lifetime. The only one that remained was Fatima, and she passed away 6 months after he departed from this world. Right? Can you imagine? And then we lose a little bit of money through Bitcoin, right? And we want to perhaps like turn the whole world on top of ourselves. Just a bit of money, right? Money comes and goes. He lost 6 out of his 7 children in his lifetime. Can you imagine? And despite all of that, my brothers and my sisters, he remained unwavering in his confidence, right? And believed strongly that this religion that he was preaching and propagating would reach the 4 corners of the world. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمَرِ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. You know this religion here? It is going to reach wherever the night and the day has reached. He still has this unwavering confidence, right? This certainty that this religion is going to reach every single household. Now imagine, my brothers and my sisters, right? How far the religion is going in the era of social media. Wasn't the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truthful? Even if you don't want to listen, it's going to be in your face. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers and my sisters, we are also told when he went to Taif, did you know, my brothers and my sisters, the noble feet of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started bleeding because they began to stone him. He's saying to them, say La ilaha illallah, calling them to Tawheed, say La ilaha illallah and you'll be successful. And they're stoning him, right? Bullying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just so the religion of Islam can reach us, my brothers and my sisters, on a plate. They had it hard. Today we have it easy. But even then, we take it for granted. The angel of the mountains comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approaches him and says, if you wish, we can get these 2 mountains and smash it on top of them. You know what he said? You know what he said, my brothers and my sisters? Did he say, right, no problem, get rid of them? No. Right, inni la arju an yukhrij Allah min aslabihim man ya'budu Allah azza wa jal wa la yushriku bihi shay'a. I have hope one day that from their loins there will be people who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They accept the message of tawheed and they stay away from shirk, associating partners with him, right? And this is exactly what happened, my brothers and my sisters. He continued with his good thought. He never ever thought about having bad thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my brothers and my sisters, right? Also, my brothers and my sisters, think about your darkest and most suffocating moment. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, he never shifted whatsoever in his unwavering confidence, right? And his good opinion of Allah. They are migrating from Mecca to Al-Medina. And we all know the famous story of when him and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu hid inside of the cave, right? And then they were being followed up until the enemy had ascended the mountain. You'd think to yourself, they're about to get caught. You know what Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned? لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا. If only he just looked down like that. If one just looked down to his feet, then he would have seen us. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to his companion, لا تحزن. Do not be sad. إن الله معنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, encouraging him to continue with his good faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and my sisters, when you are struck with a problem and you begin to think that there is no way out, then remember Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, who was in three darknesses: the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale. When you find that your family is the biggest obstacle in your growth and your progress as a Muslim, then remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was driven out of his home by his own father. I know we probably have rivers here. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was given a very, very hard time. لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. He threatened his own son that if you don't stop, then I'm going to stone you. But he continued and eventually left. When your body cries with pain, remember Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, who had more pain than any of us can imagine. When you are practicing your religion and those around you and everybody else thinks that you're backwards, irrational, disconnected from reality, you don't make sense, or they talk to you as if, right, you were just practicing, or you only started practicing right now. Yesterday, you were smoking. Yesterday, you weren't wearing hijab. Yesterday, right, you were messing around. And now you want to tell me what is right and what is wrong. When somebody makes you feel like that, my brothers and my sisters, then remember none other, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who was instructed by Allah to build an ark in the middle of a village. And everyone's laughing at him. And Allah tells us, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكُ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُ مِنْهِ. As he's building, people are walking past, making a mockery, ridiculing Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But he continued, made them aware that he will have the last laugh. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ. Remember that, my brothers and my sisters, this life is short. We will have the last laugh as you continue to hold on to your religion. When you begin to feel, my brothers and my sisters, that you've lost everything, or that you're bankrupt, or you're struggling financially, then remember Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who would enter into his house and he would say to his wives, هل عندكم شيء? Is there anything that I can eat? The response would be, لا, we don't have anything. If that's the case, you know what? I'm gonna fast. Have any of us, my brothers and my sisters, ever entered into our homes, into our kitchens, opened the fridge and we saw it completely empty? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Barely had anything, my brothers and my sisters. When you feel betrayed, stabbed in the back, your own blood brothers or sisters or family members are giving you a hard time, then remember Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, right? They tried to kill him, but he did not die. They sold him into the slave trade, yet in the end, he became a king. When you think of the massacre that is taking place in Palestine, then remember, my brothers and my sisters, what Fir'aun done. He killed thousands of children so that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would not arrive. And in the end, not only did he arrive, but he was raised in the house of the one who sought to kill him. Remember, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the will of all. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs. But most people don't know. Wallahi, wa billahi, wa tallahi. Victory in the end, my brothers and my sisters, will be for the Muslims. As I was preparing this lecture, my brothers and my sisters, I was looking for something that I could perhaps inspire the attendees. A lot of the time when people come to us with their problems, we tell them, be patient. We give them examples of the prophets. And sometimes we feel, this is maybe out of touch with my reality, right? As I was writing, my brothers and my sisters, the Syrian thing happened, right? And I thought to myself, it may have reached a breaking point with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And now they are seeing the freedom that the Syrians are enjoying. Perhaps this is a way now to make them feel better, to give them hope, to give them hope, to make them aware that there is light at the end of the tunnel. My brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything that takes place. To conclude, I want to remind every single one of us that once upon a time, we used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about something that we so desperately wanted. And it is today that we are enjoying all those du'as that we used to make. Don't ever forget that. With a du'a, no matter what your situation is, you feel like that is all doom and gloom and that there is no hope for you now to become a better person, right? Then remember, you are one du'a away, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last third of the night, when my brothers and my sisters, the people are fast asleep, this is the time when Allah comes down in a manner that suits His majesty. And He says, whoever from amongst you wants something, right? Then let him ask me. Everyone's got a background here. Everyone has a past. Everyone has a history. We were all like that once upon a time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showers His blessings upon those who so desperately want change. Make that intention that I am not going to go back to where I came from the same way I entered into this building. I am not going to leave the same way I came into this building. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who become His beloved close servants of His. Subhanak Allah bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.